So when we read the first reading today, we see that nothing happened would be so-called politically correct in our postmodern sense, right? And as a matter of fact, when I did my pilgrimage to the Holy Land a few years back, on top of Mount Carmel, there's actually a column that actually said, here on this spot, the prophet Elijah slew the prophets of Baal. And I wonder if that same column is being erected in the United States of America, how would people respond to that? Probably not so good, because we're so worried about always being politically correct, or how the optic, or how the it's being received, right? But we forget that following the Lord is not about only like keeping the law, right? Following the Lord is being faithful to the covenant. And there's much more than just following the law. It's the covenant that both sides enter into. The Lord is faithful, right? Look back in our life too and see how faithful God has been. And we ask ourselves that, if God has been faithful to me, how am I being faithful to him? And that's why in the gospel reading today, according to St. Matthew, Jesus didn't come to abolish, he came to fulfill. Fulfilled the law beyond the words. Fulfilled the law beyond legalism. Fulfilled the law in love. Make it covenantal. Make it self-giving. Make it sacrificial. And the one thing I would like to raise to your attention is this. Sometimes we think that when those who teach the wrong things are somehow being cast to hell. Did Jesus say that? He said, teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Meaning if they repented and if they changed their ways, they will also have salvation. But they won't be called the greatest, right? They'll be called the least. So there's hope for those who are erroneous right now. We need to pray for their conversion, right? So that they enter the kingdom of heaven too. Not just cast them out and say, you are beyond help. You are unredeemable. God have cast you out. The church have cast you out. The church have excommunicated you. The church doesn't care for you anymore. That's not Christians at all. We need to pray for the conversion of sinners, those who have erred, so that they themselves may find salvation, may find redemption, may find the sweetness of what being meant to be transformed in Christ Jesus. And second, it leads us toward the personal accountability, right? Even those who taught the wrong things, how are we living the law? How are we living the law of love? And how are we allowing that covenant of love to change us? Just because someone have taught us wrong doesn't mean that somehow we say, oh no, I wash my hand, I can do whatever I want. That personal accountability is important, right? We have to keep the law. The law that transforms us because we have experienced in our own life of what it means to be loved by God and how faithful he has been to us, even when times we have failed. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, remember this. In a very divisive and very vocal world, let us pray for the conversion of others. And pray for ourselves too, that each and every one of us, if we have strayed away, find our way back and to recognize the sweetness we have in God, who has always been faithful to us.